Let's face it, our sex education system is limited. Functional, maybe, but seriously, who wants to hear about the most intimate details of their body from a teacher? Someone they have to see daily in the hall and who grades their papers? Most kids I've talked with say that they spend more time blushing and giggling than actually listening. Repeatedly, I hear, for boys, the focus is pregnancy prevention. Pass the banana and see if you can get this condom to stay on correctly. If you don't, it will change your life forever. For girls, the focus is menstruation. Bleeding is messy, this time of the month is disrupting, and also a signal that you're not pregnant. So the focus here, you are not pregnant. Now, please hear me out. These are both good things to know, and our educators are working so hard to teach squirming pubescent kids, and I have huge respect for them. But I keep wondering if we could teach boys and girls both about menstruation in order to empower them to understand quite literally the body that was their first residence. In teaching about the body's natural sexual functions, we can teach respect for our sexual bodies. Girls and boys need to understand the blood flow of life. And putting a condom on is more than preventing something. It's protecting both the boys and the girls. I didn't grow up with this kind of language, but what I'm learning is that I can continue to grow in how I think about and respond to the human body's natural functions. Here's a quickie tip. Sex education focused on respecting one another's bodies includes continued learning about how all sexual organs function. We as adults might need some sex education.